Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Wagons West, Volume 7, Colorado, by Dana Fuller Ross. Performed by Phil Giganti. 1. Tracy Foster stood at the bar of one of Sacramento's rundown saloons drinking a whiskey, his gray eyes staring off into space. Although he could have gone to an establishment in a more respectable part of town, he chose this saloon because he felt a kinship with the lonely, dispossessed men here, waiting for their luck to change for the better. Years earlier, people had come to Sacramento from all over the world to make their fortunes in the California Gold Rush. Once the stopping-off place for tens of thousands of gold seekers, Sacramento was now the state capital of California, and a bustling, prosperous city where fortunes were being made in grain, fruit, and vegetables, not in gold. But not everyone in Sacramento met with success. Some of the prospectors who had come out years ago to the California gold country still remained, occasionally panning for gold, but more often spending what little money they had on cheap whiskey and seedy saloons. They lived in flop houses, and they went hungry, dreaming of the time when their luck would change. Tracy Foster knew, of course, that most of these down-and-outers surrounding him in the saloon would consider him a lucky man. He lived with his brother and sister in a comfortable ranch house in the valley. He was always assured of a good, home-cooked meal, and his brother and sister were deeply concerned over his well-being. But to Tracy Foster's way of thinking, there was nothing to be thankful for. Scott and Sarah Rose, his brother and sister, meant nothing to him. Oh, their intentions were good enough, but ever since their mother had died years ago, Tracy had felt as if he had no family.